This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
This morning, I'll be sharing with us a mystery. Topic is the river. Today, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we'll be somewhere in Lagos by 2 p.m. to open a particular dimension of the Spirit that many will think is just a program, but that is very instructive in the things of the Spirit. You will notice that the Bible was so written in such a way that if you do not have an understanding of the word, you would not be able to pay attention to how the Bible deliberately was written by God through his ministers and saints to reflect the true nature of God's Alpha and Omega nature. You see, when you open the book of Genesis chapter 1, the first thing you will see to be a theme was the river. It was unmade. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form, and darkness flowed upon the face of the deep. That deep is the river. You will notice that in all of creation, God did not create water. If you have never paid attention to that before, that God never made water, he met water on the earth in the recreation. You will then notice in Revelation chapter 22, again, that by the time we will open and see, there was a river. It was opened by the deep, and the closure was a river. You will then understand the true nature of the mystery that comes with the river. If you understand the mystery that comes with the river as a man or woman of the gospel, you will understand also what it means to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You will never speak disparagingly of the source of all things that God acknowledged to flow out of your belly. The river. You will also notice that in the story of Noah, prominently there was the flood, also characteristics of a river. You will notice that in the story of Babylon, the river Euphrates was a very strong factor. You will notice in the Garden of Eden, the four rivers, Gihon, Pishon, Euphrates, Tigris, you will notice the four of them were very key in watering the earth even long before rain would come, because rain was not intended to be the way the earth is watered. It was because man sinned and fell that God began to give man and mankind rain. Rain was not part of the original means by which the earth sustains itself, but by the falling of man, the ability of the rivers was heavily hampered because angelic activity ceased and angels are part of the flow and the order of rivers. You will notice in Revelation chapter 4 that of all the things that you find in heaven to be strange, none of them have you ever seen before. The beings with eyes, the archangels, all those things, the thrones, the elders, everything mentioned in the book of Revelation chapter 4 that are mysterious to us. The one thing we can see that we can relate with was the sea, that was made of crystal. You will then notice that in the Bible, in the Revelation chapter 2, the Bible said there shall be no more sea. You will then realize that something has come. Why was there a sea? And when does the sea cease? When all things are complete, the seas will no longer see. Then you begin to understand the importance of the Spirit and the importance of the depth of the river. But the river mirrors reality. When you stand on top of a river and you look into it, you will see yourself. You will see the reflection of you standing. Every being that passes through it, they reflect the reality of earth unto heaven. For in between, the one constant that you will see in heaven and you will also see on the earth, that is a thing that is not changing in its dimension, is the river. The only thing that you will see consistent through scripture, from beginning of it in Genesis to the end of it in Revelation, was the river. The river has so many descriptions. It has so many functions. It is the one thing that we all agree is utilitarian. There is every time you need, everything you need, you must, no matter where you live, even if it's the Kalahari Desert, the water is precious. And most of the deserts you see in the world today were once rivers. It was the fall of man that dried up the Sahara Desert. Sahara Desert used to be a very big sea. The River Niger, River Benue, all around Africa, Lake Chad. There was a time in history when the whole world was water. It was a water world. And then Gondwaland, land began to break through. And by the word of God, we began to have settlement. But everything could trace their origin to the one thing that was uncaused, that was not made in the recreation, and that is the river. That was the one thing that the Holy Spirit met on the earth that it began to brood over. When you look at you are talking about Mars and other planets, they get there and they say, oh, we saw vast land, but we couldn't find a river. So we are not sure if there is life there, or if there's no life there. Oh, we look at this other planet, we saw vast land, rocks, but we couldn't find water. The one thing that made their act so different was the river. But there was a sea in heaven, and then there are seas on the earth. And the reflection of the images of the beings in heaven were recreated on there. Let me say that again so that you can get it. See, when God was calling forth and said, let there be this, let there be that, let there be this, oh, let the fishes come, oh, let the birds come, oh, let this come, oh, let that come, let them come. The one thing he didn't say let it come was the river. It was the five loaves of bread and two fishes, through which God multiplied every other thing that came to being in the world. We understand spiritual symbolism. We understand the role that rivers play in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. You remember how the river was where Naaman was healed, cleansed of his disease. You will remember the pool of Bethesda where the Bible said people will stay until the angel comes to stir the water. You will remember the pool of Siloam where Jesus Christ said somebody should go and wash his face. You will remember the river Jordan where Jesus Christ himself was baptized and the Holy Spirit appeared for the first time. You begin to realize that there is a very significant role that the river plays in the makeup of spiritual understanding, in the release of a spiritual atmosphere that transforms the mind and changes the evolution of civilization. If you look at it from the physical aspect of it, you will see that most of the great rivers of the earth, one of the key things about them is how they draw men and women and how they become settlements for people. You will notice it, that there is no Babylon without Euphrates. There was no Egypt without Nile. There was no China without the Yangtze River. You begin to notice that even in our local places, all the places where our fathers and mothers sat down in Africa and began to have settlements, and right at the center of it was a river, which was why we also saw in the book of Revelation chapter 22 that there is a river that was flowing out of the throne of God. And then beside this river, life began to spring forth, and the life that sprung forth first were the trees of righteousness planted by the river. And those trees of righteousness symbolizes you and I. We are the trees of righteousness. And the river is the Holy Spirit. We are the trees of righteousness. And that river is the Holy Spirit. It is from the Holy Spirit that we take our righteousness. Let me say it again. Because we call that Spirit holy. Therefore, it nurtures us. Therefore, it makes us holy. Which is why when a believer, when we tell born again Christians that, hey, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and they want to begin to doubt it, I will ask them again, are you full of the Holy Spirit? They will say yes. I will say, if you are full of the Holy Spirit, that means the Spirit in you is holy. Therefore, Jesus Christ himself said, if the inside of a thing is holy, then it is holy. Jesus told the Pharisees, he said, you guys look at shepherd calves, and you go there, you celebrate all the sins that are died, that are buried in graves. He said, you are like whitewashed tombs. On the outside, you look holy. But inside of you, you are rotten. The way a dead person's body is rotten inside a grave. He said, that is how their righteousness is. Because their righteousness is from the outside and not inside. But for those of us who have come to receive the Holy Ghost came into us. So inside of us, we are holy. And then we begin to reflect the righteousness outwardly. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is not a question of how you behave or how you think or how you act. It is just a status that was bequeathed on you because the river of life is feeding you. You are taking nourishment from the river. So every time you pray in the Spirit, your roots are grounded in righteousness. Every time you read your scriptures, you are taking nurturing from the river. Every time you begin to see visions, you begin to prophesy, your trees, your leaves are beginning to bear the fruits that will feed nations, upon which many nations will hang. The fruits that are coming off the leaves of your mouth. This is why the Bible says that their leaves are for the healing of nations and that they are going to bear 12 different fruits in 12 seasons. And even those fruits are for healing of nations. So you begin to see that every time you are in the river, in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, when your feet is inside that water, your roots are deep in it, you begin to take nurturing from it. Because you take nurturing from it, the river inside of your belly begins to flow, and then out of your mouth you begin to proceed thanksgiving, the voice of those who are making merry, and then you begin to give words of prophecy, you begin to give instructions by the Spirit, you begin to give word of wisdom, word of knowledge, you begin to give dispense healing by your hands, because your hands represents the branches, and then you begin to bear forth fruits of thanksgiving. When people begin to come back and share testimony, and they will say, oh, when Maravinka touched me, this happened to me. When he spoke to me, that happened to me. Oh, when I looked at him, I fell under the anointing. What was that? The river, the fruits that are coming of the tree of righteousness that was nurtured by the river. That is you. If you see yourself the right way, you will understand that the scriptures aptly described you. That is why no Christian can be an island away from the Holy Spirit. A Christian that says he does not believe in the Holy Spirit is practically saying that it's a tree that is planted in a desert. Therefore, there is no nurturing. And before you know it, it is going to dry up and die. Jesus Christ, when he was giving us the parable of the sower, told us that there are some seeds that are sown into dry lands. He said, because there was no nurturing and they were surrounded by thorns. He said they were choked to death. Why? Because their roots were not grounded in the river. So in the book of Revelation chapter 22, it was showing us the picture of how the born-again Christian, how you and I are going to survive, are going to thrive, are going to change the world. And it showed us a perfect picture. He said there is a throne of God. He said under this throne proceeded the river. So you see now that this river, the source of this river was the throne of God. And then as this river was flowing, he said, the trees of righteousness were growing by the right and left of it, taking nurturing from it. Therefore, what the trees began to produce, they began to produce the fruits of holiness, the fruits of the Spirit of God. So he's saying that because you are the tree of righteousness and you are firmly planted by the river, Psalm 1, you are firmly planted by the river. He said, your roots will not wither. He said, you will produce your fruit in due season. He said, there's a river that flows in Kediana, and that you produce your fruit. And when you produce that fruit, it is going to be a transformative fruit that changes the world. When you see people that have been thirsty for a long time, when they see water, you see, before they even taste the water, when they smell the water, when they feel the atmosphere of the water, their body begins to be rejuvenated by the scent of the water. By the scent of the water, they begin to feel life again. They begin to feel alive again. This is why we gather. This is why we will have a program once every quarter, once every 2 months, once every month, and people will gather, and we will just, and the program is not just, oh, come, yeah, one pastor wants to raise offering, no, oh, come, they want, no. The program is just to gather us. And so that all the trees of righteousness shall be gathered in one place, and they shall be baptized unto him, Ayikapa, the same way they were baptized unto Moses in the Red Sea, the same way we are baptized, they were baptized unto Jesus in Jordan, the same way we are baptized to the Holy Ghost every time we gather. You see, that baptism is the nurturing, is the coming together of all the trees of righteousness. And they will create an atmosphere of supernatural baptism in which they will be overwhelmed, in which they will be able, they will be saying that, oh, when I stepped into the water, it got to my ankle, then it got to my waist, then it came to my head, then it became an exceedingly great river. And then in that atmosphere, you begin to see all sorts of miracles, signs and wonders, spiritual activation, all sorts of prophecies coming to pass, all sorts of renewal of the things of the Spirit. You begin to see us vibing to the Holy Ghost in such a dimension that we've never seen before. Why? We are at our source. We are at our source code. We are being recoded by the Spirit according to the nurturing and His intention for each and every one of us. You have to then understand that whenever we gather at the river, we are not gathering so that we can just hug each other and clap each other in the back and laugh and dress up and look good. Oh, all those things are important. But every time we gather at the river, we are getting another phase of our assignment. We are getting to another phase of our assignment. The secret of the river was given to me in 2017. It has transformed my life as an individual. Changed the whole, overhauled my understanding of the gospel. No matter how much I try to explain it, I can never truly, fully explain it in the true essence of what it has done. But the river is the source on which we all take life. So Jesus speaking to us about the Holy Spirit on the last day of the feast, he said, hey, he said, let it that thirst come unto me. He said, I will cause to flow out of her belly living water. I will cause to flow living water to come out of their belly. It was later explained to us that what Jesus was referring to and calling the living water was the Holy Spirit. It was later explained to us that he wasn't talking about the Yangtze River or the Nile or Shugidi River. But he was talking about the Spirit that continues to flow out of a believer, producing in that believer the fruits of the Spirit. You will then see how it is that there is a river called Spirit, and then there is a tree of righteousness. But that tree of righteousness produces the fruits of the Spirit. So you then wonder, what am I saying? I'm Gwenga. My name is Gwenga. I'm a tree of righteousness. I'm planted in the river of life, and I produce the fruit of the Spirit. So you see the completion. Without the river, there can be no nurturing. Without nurturing, there can be no fruit. Without fruit, there shall be no generations to come after me. It has to be a complete sequence. I must be grounded in him. I must be planted in him. I must be rooted in him. Therefore, I will take my nurturing from him. Therefore, I can produce fruits. Therefore, my leaves will be green. And therefore, I can heal nations and produce all that the Spirit expects of me. Without the river, there is no life. So when we say we are gathering at the river, the song that came to mind, when I first said the river, I said, they usually sing this song at funerals. I said, but look at the wordings of the song. It wasn't just talking about people that die. It is at the river that all of us congregate, both the saint triumphant and the saint militant. The river is our source. When we meet at the river, we are nurtured. We are given our scores of assignments. We are headed in the direction we should go. And we will no longer be flying about like headless chicken. We actually know the course we have to follow. So when you come to the river, you have come to a place where your vision is rebutted. One of my favorite scriptures was Ezekiel chapter 1, 2, 3. He said when he was at the Chebar River, he saw visions of God. You see, it wasn't a coincidence that God appeared at the Chebar River, where they had relocated all those who were taken out of their sources. Close that microphone now. All those who have closed their sources, and those who do not understand the principles of God from Israel. So they didn't understand where God was coming from. But they saw these people that came out of nowhere, and they were settling them in their country. And as they were settling them in their country, they kept by. Suddenly God wanted to show Ezekiel that even here, in this place, in this foreign land, I am with you. And the next thing Ezekiel would see at the river, he wasn't planning to, at the river, just when all of them were sitting down, planning to get nourishment from a physical river, the visions of God appeared. Only God knows how many miracles that I have done with Ezekiel chapter 1. Only God can count them. But I will tell whoever it is, open your scriptures, read Ezekiel chapter 1, and we will reenact that place where God appeared on top of the river, and the fiery one, the glorious one, the charioted one will show forth, and problems will die instantly. Because at the river, there is a room for a spiritual overhaul. No. Overturning of reality. Remember what I said at the beginning? I said when you stand at the river, you see a reflection of yourself. When angels stand by the river, they see a reflection of themselves. When any animal stands by the river, it will see a reflection of itself. This is why the river was a portal through which supernatural beings can cross from heaven to the earth, and natural beings can cross from the earth to heaven, and the neither of them will be hurt. But the river, thou seest the tempers, the intensity of the migration in the marae, in the realm of the spirit. Which was why angels will appear sometimes by the riverside. You see angels at Red Sea, you see angels at River Jordan, you saw angels in scripture, you saw angels when they were standing with Daniel by the river, when he went there, I believe in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, there were about 9 or 10. And you will then see that the visions of God that he saw by the river were quite different. When you come to the river, you have come to a code, to a source code that was not revealed unto us in our time. Like I said to you, the river was not created. We know the code that created light. I know the code that created light. I know the code that created all living beings. In Genesis chapter 1, it is there. I can actually use the code to create many things, but none of us was given the code by which the river was created. Because we met the river when we arrived. It was there. Therefore, it was the source code that was not given to anybody. So if you understand that the mystery of the river is the mystery of the beginning, this was what was met on ground when the old heart was created. And this was what closed the scriptures in Revelation 22. You will see that it is telling us that this flowing river, this deep, that it is the Alpha. And then it is the Omega. It is the opening of the station of the generation of those of us that seek Him, that know Him in Genesis 1. It is also the closure of all things after the old earth has been rolled away and a new heaven and a new earth shall come. What we then saw was the river still standing. All things rolled away. All things passed away. The river endured from the beginning till the end. Go check your scriptures. It was not rolled away with the earth. It was not rolled away with the heaven. We opened Genesis 1 with meeting the river intact. We closed Revelation 22 with a river that was flowing out of the throne of God. The river was instant. The sun was moved away. The Bible said there shall be no more sun. For God will be the sun of the city. So there was no more sun. The light that was created in Genesis 1 was taken away. See? So the light was taken. Every other thing was taken, for there was a new heaven and a new earth. That's what the Bible said. Revelation chapter 20. A new heaven and a new earth. And yet, the river endured. Why? A code that was not given unto mankind, but the source code of every creation. The Holy Spirit at work in the believer is a code that you have to understand. And so every time the believers gather, we are not just gathering to do kumbaya. I do not gather with those who gather to do away daraya. I mean, daraya, you know, in Yoruba parlance, there are some services they do. They just did them like a social gathering. No. When the trees of righteousness gather, they are called to their source to drink of the river that can never run dry. They are called for nurturing. They are called to take up the code of life itself and to begin to bear the fruits thereof. They are called into eternity, a reflection of yesterday, today, tomorrow. Every single day, they see through the river their source at the other end. We pass through and we see through this veil. But this veil is the river. We can see from here to eternity, and the eternity can see from there to this place. Through this code. That is why we gather at the river. That is why the river is important to those who have understanding in spiritual and nurturing to grow in their knowledge of God. We have come to the river. We are coming to the river. We are in the river. We can never leave the river. The river is always a part of you. It is flowing from your belly. Flowing from your belly. It is at your feet. You see it, you know it, you touch it, and then we gather into it. Why do we do this? Because without the river, we lose our nurturing, we lose our fruitfulness, we become withered, we become arid land, and then we become a wasteland. You see this in Ezekiel chapter 47, that it says that the river that came out of the temple did not touch certain places where there was too much salt or where there are marshy land. Why? Because they were too far from the source. We are not far from the source. This is why we gather. So that every time we go back to our source to get renewed, it is not as if when we pray at home, we don't get inspired or we don't get visitation. It's as if we don't see visions in our room. But again, you must understand the various degrees by which we are able to walk in the realm of the spirit. But when we gather together at the river, we begin to see and know each other the more. As I end up this morning, the program is 2 o'clock today. We are gathering at the river. It's going to be music. Yeah. It's going to be supernatural. Oh, awesome. But it's going to be more than that. It is going to be the opening of a portal into the code from which all things were made. As you go to your churches, I declare you blessed. I declare that you have understanding of the things you have heard and that you begin to walk in the consciousness of it. I declare that the hand of the Lord is heavy upon you and that there is nothing you will lay your hands upon that will not produce the fruits of the Spirit of God that's at work in you. I declare that the glory of God is showing forth in you and that you are a blessing to nations according to the instruction of the Spirit that I have given unto you from the beginning in your coding and in your life. I declare that the hand of God and the glory of God are spoken of whenever people see you and they declare that your God is faithful, mighty and righteous. Thank you, Father, for your children, for your word is faithful. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout, glory!
to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswm.org.